due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You know what I was thinking when you were talking about the six times that you'd been left laying with no one there to help you? I was thinking, I wonder if Ryback has any idea how many times I've been left laying with no one there to help me. Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea? Tell you the truth, I have no idea because I didn't count them.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show, 1280 WHTK. Yeah!
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 27th. A couple holidays today. It's Babe Ruth Day. So go have a pint and then hit a home run. Make sure you point to which corner of the outfield it's going to. National Prime Rib Day.
Even better.
Yeah, I'm liking these days already.
And Tell a Story Day.
Yeah. Let me tell you a story about the day I played Babe Ruth and ate some prime rib.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, today is Pain Clinic's birthdays. Some birthdays today we're celebrating. Former WWE superstar Vladimir Kozlov is 34. He loves the double-double-E.
Double-double-E.
And former TNA wrestler Johnny Devine is 39. It rhymes. Johnny Devine, 39.
Is that old?
Yeah, I know. That's
what he really didn't seem it.
No, he has a youthful appearance. We'll say that. Welcome to the show today. I want to let you know the Pink Link's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 159 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. UFC light heavyweight champion, Rochester's own, Johnny Bones Jones, defends his belt against the Chael Sonnen, the champion, the man who thinks he's going to take the championship. Chael Sonnen, it starts at 10 p.m. tonight, so get there early. It's going to be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 159. There is a $5 cover, though. But believe me, $5, you know, if you're at home, you're paying, I think, $59, something like that.
Yeah, some incredible amount.
$69 for this, and you pay $5, and the rest of that money you can spend getting some wonderful food from their full menu and you know, tipping the waitresses, the beautiful waitresses and the guys there. We're all having a good time watching people in the octagon. So that's tonight. Come on out to 149 East Ridge Road. Well, I'll be there. I'm definitely going to be there. I mean, come on. Every fight is a great fight in this card. Cannot wait. Also,
Ray Nelson's on the card.
I know, Ray Nelson. You know, Jay-Z's lookalike.
Yeah,
he is.
Why Jay-Z's not here.
Yeah, Jay-Z. He's going. Yeah, don't give that away. Also, don't forget to, if you're into wrestling, join us for WWE's Extreme Rules May 19th. That's just a few weeks from now, and that's at Salvatore's the garage door. Also, it's going to be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's right, May 19th, WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the garage door. Let me introduce the cast and crew of the show this morning, starting off with the boy who grew up in the show, Danger Boy.
Yes, the original boy who grew up in the show. I am the first, and I am the best. Just throwing it out there. And we also have in the studio, the other half of the Double Bs, we have DC Dan Cole sitting right next to me.
About the only pair of Double Ds you probably don't want to get your hands on.
Very true.
All right. You know, I got a special person, too, who's with us. Dan. We got Dan. We got the Double Ds in the studio, and I'm, of course, the Cashman Rich, and the Artiste. You there, buddy?
I am here, and I also grew up on the show. I heard that was a little competition here, Danger Boy. I'll take you out.
Hey,
Nats fan.
You know, we actually have proof he grew up on the show, though. His voice hadn't changed yet.
Yeah. Oh.
And Trish Stratus said it was cute.
Yeah, that's right. She thought it was cute. But hey,
she signed the restraining order.
The interesting thing is the artiste is with us, but he's not in the studio. He's across the pond here, known as Lake Ontario, in Toronto right now. Right, buddy?
I am. Toronto, Ontario for the Amherst playoff series that starts at 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock. You'll be up there covering that, but now you're going to be joining us. You're getting up. We made you get up too early.
had a fun night in Toronto last night. Woke up a little early, but nice for a little pain clinic this morning.
There's nothing like doing the pain clinic in your underwear, right? I mean, we do it here every week, right?
You give them the credit of wearing underwear?
I will say that there is no hot tub in this hotel room. So.
Darn. But you did have quite a huge video screen last night at the bar you went to, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, Real Sports in Toronto right next to the Air Canada Center.
Yep.
Two-story screen with so many other TVs and some fantastic steak as well. It was a good night.
Yeah. All right.
I highly recommend it. I would love to see one of those in Rochester.
That's where I watched the Redskins take on the Giants last Monday Night Football. So that was a very cool place. Danny? Mm-hmm.
Can we just let him know that these Bill Gray's cheeseburgers and honey buns from Donuts Delight are just outstanding this morning?
Yeah, you missed the worst day.
I don't believe you.
One of those things is true.
Yeah, there was definitely
You're telling me somebody didn't eat all the Bill Gray's before it came to us, you guys? Really?
I didn't say which, but one of those things I said was true.
Yeah, there is a truth.
You better not
in
have honey buns.
That's right. You probably can find him up there at Tim Hortons or someplace, you know. But, hey, one more plug I got to do before we get into the show. Niagara Falls Comic Con is happening June 8th and 9th at the Scotia Bank Convention Center. More than 100,000 square feet of exhibitors, movie screenings, and celebrities and more. 100,000 square feet of movie screenings. What? No, of exhibitor space, movie screenings, and celebrities. Come meet Adam West, Lou Ferrigno, Mick Foley, and just announced this past week, the Nasty Boys are going to be there, as well as Ted DiBiase. That's June 8th and 9th up in Niagara Falls. You have to have that one of those special ID, special licenses or passport to get over there. But I'm going to be giving some tickets away starting next week. If you want to learn more about it, go to nfcomiccon.com. And now, Rob, we're here to talk about some wrestling. And by the way, Kevin Nash is in Niagara Falls tonight. He's doing a wrestling show at some place called the Fight Club. I've never heard of it. Have you ever heard of it, Rob?
I don't know that. All I know is if you're going over the border, leave yourself some extra time, because holy cow, yesterday, I think after all of the Boston stuff and everything, there weren't that many cars at the border, but we sat and sat and sat and then got up to the window at customs, and they asked two questions, and then we sat there with awkward silence for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then they're like, all right, go ahead.
Really?
What? And very, very strange. Never. I was expecting it was moving so slowly there'd be like 40 questions, but just a lot of awkward silence at the border right now.
Maybe they're like trying to make you guilt out. Yeah, I'm going to do it. You know, no.
I don't know.
It kind of kills me. It's like when that whole Boston thing went down last week, and then they said that they had caught some Russian nationalists going across the border. And what happened was they had four backpacks in the back seat. Yeah, that's right, because when I'm leaving the country, I'm going to take my bombs with me, right? You know, it didn't make any much sense. But nevertheless, they were just being precautious, I'm sure. It's going to be slow for a while up there. Now, what time does that game start today? You say 3 o'clock?
Game is at 3 o'clock, pregame on this station at 2:30.
All right. Well, we got busy days.
Same thing tomorrow.
I was going to say, I think the Red Wings are on before that, too, aren't they?
They play at 1. I'm not sure on which station.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So let's talk some wrestling. Last night, I don't know if you saw SmackDown last night at all, did you? I mean, you're up in another foreign land. I did, actually.
I got back. I saw a little bit of it live, and I got back, and the score had it on replay at like 1:30 in the morning. So.
Oh, so you didn't
sleep
at all.
That. I got to see NXT on cable TV as well, which is nice. I wish we could get that in the States.
Did you see our friend?
Not on last night's show, no. But it was like a night of champions. They had an Intercontinental title match and an NXT title match, a Divas title match. It was a good show.
I actually think our friend is on next week's show.
Oh, really?
I think he kicks Jericho in the head.
Luke Harper?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right. Jericho is next week, yeah.
Very cool, very cool. So, but you're not, unless it goes back up to Toronto, you won't be up there next weekend, right?
Game 5, if necessary, would be here next Saturday, so we'll see what happens. I wouldn't mind the Amherst wrapping up the series before then.
Well, they have problems with that team, I hear.
They do. They beat them once in 10 times this season, so it's going to be a very tough playoff series. They're motivated.
I remember the 1988 New York Mets had beaten the Los Angeles Dodgers 11 times out of 12. And then they went and played him in the playoffs, and the Dodgers beat him. So anything can happen.
Because Kirk Gibson was juicing.
Yeah, anything could happen. But, you know, so last night we're watching. I got to give WWE and The Undertaker credit after watching last night. The Undertaker is bad. You know, they have him. He's been on two shows this past week, wrestling on both of them. Last night, the end of that the SmackDown show, he just got destroyed by The Shield. And, I mean, it wasn't like they were taking it easy on him. I mean, they did the power bomb through the Spanish announce table with him. They just beat him senseless, threw him through a border. It was Undertaker's not pulling any punches. So, I mean, what does that mean for what's going on with him? Is he going to be around for a while, maybe till CM Punk comes back? Or
they might have just wrote him off yesterday.
Oh, you think
they'll probably have to sell it for some time. Everyone else is, except for Ryback, has been taking a little time off after.
You think that the Undertaker's going to be done for a while after that? Because, I mean, it was a vicious beat, though. I mean, when he went through the table, they didn't have time to get everything off of it, so there was junk landing on him, and it was pretty intense. And I just give him a lot of credit because this is a guy you hear about nothing about him being fragile and everything for the past couple of years, and I've been very critical of them bringing him back once a year for one match that maybe kids who just get into it in the last couple of years don't really have a clue who this guy is.
Oh, yeah, and yes, you know, you promote your match on Monday, you know, he's in the six-man tag, they promote it. First match on Raw in 3 years. I'm like, wow, it really has been that long since he's wrestled on Raw.
It has, and I gave him a lot of credit last night. He took on three guys pretty much, you know. I mean, it was him by himself out there. Nobody else came out to help him. You know, he did beat Ambrose there and then just got destroyed at the end of it. I thought, you know, what, it was a great ending. It was probably the first good SmackDown ending I've seen in 6 months, so... I'll give him kudos for that and using The Undertaker. I hope it doesn't write him off because I'd love to see him back. Maybe he'll show up for the next pay-per-view.
I'm thinking more this was, as you said, maybe like a little Band-Aid on, you know, the star power issue with CM Punk being out. But not only that, but, you know, that European tour probably needed that extra star power of having The Undertaker there, you know, as a little tip of the hat to all the... You know, the fans in England and, you know, across the pond. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was it for him, at least for the time being.
I was going to say, they are running they had guys wrestling on two different shows the same day. In fact, if you watched Monday Night Raw last week and you saw that helicopter drop off of The Shield, that actually happened because they were coming from one show coming to Monday Night Raw. They had two shows scheduled in the same day, and they actually shot that footage as they were coming off. You didn't see the other people coming off the helicopter behind him, like Fandango and somebody else.
Fandango and Summer Rae, the girl he was with, were the only...
By the way, Summer Rae, super hot. Yeah. I love that girl. Rob, what do you think? You see her?
Oh, yeah. I've been a big fan of hers on NXT. And, yeah, it would be nice to see her on TV every week. There are some decent divas down in NXT. Not just her, but...
I like
Paige. I mean, other ones that can wrestle. Paige is great. Yeah, absolutely. So the divas division could really use some fresh faces immediately, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time to start bringing them in, you know, get the guys in. They're talking about, you know, who's coming up next from NXT. And right now it looks like Bray Wyatt is almost a for sure to show up in the next, like, you know, 30 days. You know, but the girls, definitely bring the girls up. That would be really, really cool. You know, other stuff that's gone on this past week. CM Punk, we mentioned him a second ago. I know for a fact he's down at UFC 159 tonight in New Jersey. He's been on a little bit of a UFC tour in the last couple of weeks. Him and Lita, they go to a baseball game, they go to a UFC event. They go to a baseball game, they go to a UFC event. They've done the UFC on Fox last weekend, and before that it was UFC on Fuel, or it was the UFC Ultimate Fighter finale. And now that he was spotted many times yesterday, and apparently Chael Sonnen came out and said that he's most likely not going to walk to the octagon with Chael tonight, but he's going to be in the front row. So you're going to see plenty of Punk all over the place. Maybe this is what he does in his spare time, you know.
What a life!
I know, you know, go baseball game and UFC event, baseball game. So he was definitely seen yesterday. I can tell you that for sure. And we'll see what happens if he. I would love to see him walk the guy down. Apparently, when he makes these appearances, it kind of irks the WWE quite a bit.
Maybe that's what he's going for.
Yeah, they said that he's got at least 6 weeks to heal before his knee is back in shape to wrestle again. And I mean that depends on everything. I don't know. We heard originally he wasn't coming back until SummerSlam.
Yeah, but they don't have any. I mean, there's no one on TV, like main eventers, really. that, especially on the Raw brand, except for John Cena.
Yeah.
Ryback's not a legit main eventer yet, and this face turn's not, or his heel turn's not going over because people are cheering him because they hate John Cena so much.
And now he should react to the Goldberg chance. Maybe he can start a fight up with him, have him come back for a one for or something, you know? 222-1280, *1280 is the number. If you have a question or a comment, it's all us today. We're talking WWE news as well as where we're going towards the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. And now, you know, we got Triple H coming out this past week, and he's playing jokes on Paul Heyman. Says he's going to show up for the cage match with a messed up hand. What do you have against him? Nerve damage in his hand or something?
Yeah, it's a contusion and some kind of nerve damage, and nothing like major, no torn anything or anything
nothing
like that.
Nothing torn or anything?
Yeah, other than that, I mean, he's going to tough it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those simple casts he has on his hand. Doesn't look like it really restricts him that much. You a fan of his on Twitter by any chance?
I am not.
You gotta follow him on Twitter. I think it's is it Triple A, at Triple H? It might be that, Triple H. He sits there and he answers the dumbest questions, but everyone asks him serious questions, and then he'll say, "What do you have against Chicago?" And so he'll be like, "I have nothing against Chicago." That's his reply. So he does answer a bunch of kind of lame questions. But we got to take a break right now. We have more comments, and you know, if you have a question, 222-1280, *1280 is the number. We'll be back on the flip side. You just gonna hang with us through the whole show, Rob?
I will be here for a little while longer, at least.
Okay, I hear you're making your orange juice. I hear you're making your orange juice order there. So,
housekeeping actually tried to come in my room. And I had my headphones on. I didn't hear the knocking.
You want me fluff pillow? Let me pledge.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Hang with us, and you're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Respect you and I admire you, and much like each and every one of you, I have been let down by this gutless coward who didn't have the manhood to appear here tonight like I did here in London.
You see, Hulk, before you come out here and go face to face, nose to nose with Bully Ray, please allow me the opportunity, if you will, to present you the ultimate solution to all your problems. I told you once, and I'll tell you again. When you ride with the Aces and Eights, you never walk alone.
I applaud you. You got me. I played the game, and you won. I got the email, and I read it. Well played. My compliments.
See right there?
Yes.
I lied.
At the end of the day, brother, you've got to do it for the wrong reasons, for a price. So the way it goes now, brother, if I was to pick you and hand this over to you on a silver platter, it would be a bigger mistake than Bully Ray, brother.
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so what you gonna do?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Dangerous Dan Cole, Dangerous Danger Boy, and Dangerous Artiste.
Hold on.
Da 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 da. Everybody.
Da.
It's a new aerobic exercise.
That's about the only exercise I'll be getting from
that. Point up.
I'm doing 12 ounce curls.
Point up. Point up. All right. Hey. Enough of Fandango or Fandango. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget tonight, we're always brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. But tonight, UFC 159 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. John Bones Jones defends his light heavyweight championship belt against Chael Sonnen. It's 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's tonight. It's Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 159, and that's 149 East Ridge Road. Get there early. $5 cover. It's going to be a packed crowd. We're all going to be partying and have a good time. I promise you, and I'll be giving stuff away. And so let's get back to talk about wrestling. And by the way, if you want to give us a call, 222-1280, *1280 is the phone number. If you have a comment, question, opinion, just don't talk about Zeb Coulter, okay?
Yeah.
We're just going to keep him off topic right now. But let's talk about some news that came out this week. You know, WrestleMania 29 was just 3 weeks ago, And right now, it was announced this yesterday that it is the highest grossing WrestleMania event ever. The company announced earnings of $72 million from ticket sales. Obscure ticket sales and pay-per-view buys. It tops WrestleMania 28, which grossed $67 million. The preliminary buys numbered at $1.2 million. Impressive.
That'll come down a little bit.
You think that will?
It did last year. Last year they said like 1.1 and it dropped down to like 800,000 at some point.
Yeah, and I feel like I read something like the initial reports where they were a little worried about the number because they felt it was going to be drastically less than last year.
Well, I mean, we saw open seats in the arena. Sure, there was 80,000 people there, but there was gap. You know, you could still, with your eyes, see where there were some empty seats. So, you know, I mean, we'll see, I guess, in the long run what happens, but they're very, very happy. Of course, when they put that press release out, anything they put out in a press release, they always got to mention where next year is going to be. I think that's in New Orleans someplace.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm messing with you. But they always have to add that in on every press release they do. And another thing that came out this past week via the press was, this is WWE once again, E! Network unveiled a new reality show called Total Divas. It's going to focus on the women behind the WWE Divas. Total Divas goes inside the personal lives of these glitzy, glamorous celebrities who entertain sold-out crowds in arenas around the world and are adored by millions of fans.
That whole thing is a lie.
Wow, they're laying
they
it out a little thick.
And they know when the doors happen.
An interesting thing is the show is going to be produced by Bun & Murray Productions, who do what? The Real World. And Road Rules and all those kinds of shows. But, you know, we were just talking about the divas that they should be adding soon, and it's like, you know, now who's there that they're going to follow around? Is it going to be the Layla show, you know, or...
They could follow Cameron. She gets herself into trouble every once in a while.
Cameron's at the bar.
Uh-oh, watch her blow into this device to start her car.
That's horrible. But yeah,
at least your boyfriend's one of the Usos. Oh wait,
no.
Yeah, they both spend time at the bar. But what do you think about that, Rob? Do you think that they're circumventing WWE Network by going straight to E with this show when they've been promoting this network forever?
I mean, I would assume isn't WWE Network just in the can at this point? I mean, that's not even going to happen. I think that's disappointing. We were looking forward to it, man. They plug that a lot, but I don't know. I think the reality show ship has kind of sailed at this point. I don't really care too much about all these celebrity shows. I still don't know anything about like Kim Kardashian or all this stuff. So
good for you.
Yeah, I don't care.
Good for you. I was gonna say I have a teenage daughter who enjoys a lot of those types of shows, and so I end up watching them, you know, through osmosis, I guess, if I'm in the same room. And you know,
your daughter doesn't watch them. It's you.
No, I do not watch the Kardashian show. They make me sick, okay? People with no talent get it. I mean, we should be on TV if they are. No. You know, I'm not that. You know, I'm not going to say that because there's some sort of talent there. I'm just not sure what they do. You know,
I don't
think
video
they're sure of what they do.
Yeah, behind closed doors, or I don't know. But nevertheless, you know, the divas, are they that strong a group that you really care about what's going on in their lives? You know, I mean, and how real is it going to be? You know, and this is something that would have been pigeonholed for WWE Network, and now it makes me wonder if it ever is going to happen. Remember, it was, 2 years ago when it was announced it was going to be debuting the day after WrestleMania, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been watching it. I mean, what?
Yeah, exactly. I can wave my hand and wiggle my head at the same time. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, that's quite dizzy, the skill you have there.
I know, I get dizzy when that happens. But nevertheless, I guess, we'll be from Missouri when the WWE Network's, you know, happens, you know, the Show Me State. Then we'll see what happens. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the Divas, the current group. But the ones coming in, I hope that maybe they'll have room to talk about them coming in, too. That'd be pretty cool, though. Especially like
it's just ridiculous still, I think, in terms of like WrestleMania, the match that didn't happen, that I was very happy did not happen, with the Funkadactyls and the Bellas. At least if you're going to put Divas on WrestleMania, let it be Caitlyn and AJ and some that can actually wrestle, please.
Caitlyn,
I do not want to see the Bellas wrestle. I do not want to see the Funkadactyls like with Sweet Tea. The whole like Brodus Clay thing is, I'm so
that match,
sick of
that match would have entertained me more than anything involving Caitlyn.
No.
Caitlyn is terrible.
She's not that bad. She's gotten better. Either. AJ can work just fine.
I'd rather see Alicia Fox on TV.
By the way,
you're getting me into how that terrible, terrible Divas Battle Royale that was on Monday Night Raw, where AJ laid on the ground like she was dead
the entire time.
And it's like, you know, this is because she can't wrestle. This is how we're going to have her win. Act like you're dead. And then kick her out at the very end. You know?
Second best performance.
I love battle ropes, and they go through the middle rope, too.
I was going to say, second best.
It was the bottom rope she went through. It was underneath the bottom rope.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, AJ, second best female battle royal performance since Gail Kim eliminated herself.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Yeah, that's pretty good. By the way, WWE right now has a game on their site, apparently, called Guess the Bella Twin.
I can tell.
Ask Jerry Lawler how you tell.
I can tell. Hey, we got Rashawn on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Y'all are killing me with the diva comments already. All I got to say is that kind of goes back to what I said a couple weeks ago about basically they have a bunch of talent that they don't know what to do with. You got a lot of very good female talent that just isn't doing a whole lot. I mean, look at Natalya. She's valeting the great Kali, and they never even did anything with the angle to say why she's even valeting him. I mean, they just don't know what to do with these guys.
Well, don't they call her the Punjabi princess?
Yeah, but why?
I don't know.
Like, it just happened.
I don't know.
And, I mean, like, and I got to agree with what Danger Boy said last week. I think he was talking about with CM Punk. How do you go from having such a great title reign to nothing? And I agree with where I think he's going with that one. He's going to take the time off, make a big return around probably SummerSlam or so, and come back like that. That's how I think he's going to do it, because you kill his character, you kill his credibility with basically having the job out from this point, because you got to put somebody else up at the top for a little while.
Well, I mean, eventually it was going back to John Cena, and they didn't want to do CM Punk and The Rock. That match didn't sell the tickets at WrestleMania like Cena would, unfortunately, even though everybody would rather probably see their third match than see that Cena match,
but. And without saying the name, because I heard Rich say he doesn't want names said for a little while.
Oh.
I absolutely hate the political angles with WWE. It kills me. I just hate them. I mean, like, I don't care about the biased opinion of the powers that be right now, because we all know how many times Linda lost as a Republican. I don't care. I just don't want it shoved down my throat.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
So that's all I say about it. I mean, I could care less. Everybody has their opinion. Now, if they're going to do somebody with that strong of a biased opinion, they need somebody else on the other side with just as strong a biased opinion doing whatever they're going to do against it, too. So that's what I say.
We got to find some liberal wrestler who's for, you know, equal equality for everybody, you know?
Lenny and Lodi?
Yeah, really. You know, something like that, you know? And the thing is I think, unfortunately, as much as I like what Swagger and Coulter were doing. I mean, I hate to say it, but I like it because it drew the response from the crowd. But because
I was getting the response. That's yeah. I mean, I'm fine with that. I mean, I understand they got to sell merch, they got to sell a character, they got to sell all that. I'm fine with that. But at the same time, you gotta have the other side of it.
But you know what? I don't believe the guys doing it actually believe in what they're saying. They're acting. It's an acting job.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just the fact of like with the fan, especially the casual fan. Not the real guys like us. We're going to be watching it regardless. But the casual fan, that's the kind of reaction that'll turn their stomach and turn off the radio for them. And that's what I'm saying. They got to have somebody at the other side. I mean, I'm still wondering what's going to happen with the whole possession and DUI case with Swagger anyway.
Well, that's the thing. If it wasn't for that, this would be so much more in our face, because I think he would have won at WrestleMania, and it would be so much more in our face instead of the way that it's dwindling away slowly every week.
You know what crowd that would get over with? The South Park, Colorado crowd.
Yeah.
It took his charm. Get your finger.
Yeah.
One guy shouted, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we lived in America."
You know, Polio Yoko would have shown up.
Before the whole thing with Swagger, I was wondering if they were actually going to, because there hasn't been a real good faction in a while since probably Evolution. And I was wondering if they were going to have a faction war kind of thing going on. I mean, we all know Danger Boy loves War Games. So.
Who doesn't? Maybe. Yeah, War Games was awesome.
War Games was a great pay per view.
So, I mean, maybe they were going to try to bring back the match. I mean, they have been doing a lot of focus on the old WCW stuff, so maybe they were going to try to do a War Games-type match. And if they had a couple good factions, it would be a great headliner for the card. But that's what I was kind of anticipating seeing. And then, like, of course, Swagger gets the ball and drops it every time.
It's a shame because I wonder really where it would have went, you know. I mean, and like I said, I know that this is all wrestling is all an act on TV. I mean, at least the characters are. They're all real great physical specimens and can wrestle and are great physicality and are world class athletes. But not everyone believes in everything. I mean, you'd be really surprised when you talk to some of these guys later after their career's over and ask them about things they were doing and about how much they disliked what they were doing. I got to think it has a lot to do with Swagger. Heck, he married a stripper, okay? You know, or a soft porn star.
She's
I think.
Nice lady.
Yeah, whatever. You know, he's kind of a liberal.
She's a saint.
I think they should end the whole Swagger culture political thing by letting Kane break kayfabe, come out, cut this big libertarian rant promo, and then just choke slam him through the ring.
Yeah, and it would be over. And then he'd be back in a mask.
Hey, they could have, Swagger come out and put the Patriot lock on Vince. That would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, hey, I'll take that. You know, you'd have to do something amazing to actually get him back up. So what I think is that's a great idea. Then you have him come back as a 6-foot-5 guy in a mask the next week.
There you go.
You know, he'll do like a Mr. America or something, you know.
Oh, God.
Hey, Rashawn, thanks for the call, brother. You take it easy, buddy. Okay, I could hear his radio in the background. He's probably getting called for an emergency because he's a EMT and he drives an ambulance. So I don't want to stop you from helping anybody. We got Brian. What's up, Brian from Rochester? What are you doing, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you? You know, two questions. One, I know you guys were talking about the Diva Battle Royal, but I thought that was a good way of them how AJ won the match. Now, do you think that AJ will win the title?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and another question. You guys were mentioning about the WWE. I can't even talk this morning. I got a lacrosse game tonight. Do you think that when the WWE Network will be with Time Warner? I know you guys talked about that. I think it was 2 years ago or something. Have you guys got the latest on that?
Oh, when they're going to the WWE Network?
Yeah.
We just spent the last 10 minutes really not thinking it's ever going to happen. I mean, just because some of the stuff that we talked about, like the Divas' new TV show, would be pigeonhole great for the network, and they're immediately going to ETV with it. So I don't know. I mean, Artis, do you think you really think it's done?
I mean, at this point, why? Like, it would just be very strange if they.
Hi, Artis. Sorry to interrupt you. Hi, buddy. Have fun with the Emma game, then.
All right, thank you, Brian. Yes, it should be fun today. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's at this point, like, they stopped advertising it, and I think it's one of those things you just kind of they built up and then you forget about it. I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I mean, they spent a lot of money. There's been a lot of money spent digitizing all this old tape and stuff, you know. So I mean, something's got to happen with it.
I don't know. They've been doing a lot on YouTube and everything, and they had some. I don't. There's some kind of like vintage classic show I watched on the Score here in Canada last night, which I wish we could also get that in the States. But I don't know. I just don't know if they're actually gonna. It should have happened by now, if it was gonna happen.
Oh, it should have. It's been.
I'm just glad that despite the fact the network has been delayed for so long, we haven't had to put up with that god awful dubstep promo for the WWE Network coming.
You know,
but if they tell me to download the app one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. I've still not downloaded it.
I honestly want to know who does all their commercials, like the ones for WWE Shop, the ones for the app. Their commercials suck.
Yeah, they need to get looking.
They're pretty bad.
They're awful.
WWE, hire Dan. He'll help you, put you in the right direction.
I'm sorry. If a guy came to the door looking for my daughter in a WWE t-shirt, yeah. I'd probably tell him to turn away.
Oh, he's okay. Come on in. I accept you. No.
It's a worked thing, right?
You know what kills me? When they first talked about the WWE Network and they made that Legends House TV show.
That's still in the can?
What if someone's dead? One of those wrestlers is dead when it finally can go on.
They'll still air it.
Because the only thing I really remember about the most is Roddy Piper wore the Pain Clinic t-shirt in a Zumba or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing exercises. And it kills me that, you know, it was great 2 years ago when they made it. But, man, are we ever going to see the show? Come on, guys. Yeah, we got it in the can for when the network starts, if it starts.
And they're all still alive.
Sell that to ETV, dudes. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling, buddy. 222-1280 star 1280 is the number. We have to go to break. We got a couple more breaks, but give us a call. Got a lot more to talk about. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
John Cena giving you a chair help you out?
Nobody on this roster can finally do what needs to be done to eliminate the Aces and Eights better than Matt Morgan. Hope, what I'm saying is, I am your 7-foot knight in shining armor. I'm your guy. And if given the opportunity tonight, Hulk, I will take Bully Ray's baseball-sized head and I will carve and footprint it into the fifth row.
It's how it's done. Hey, ho, yodely, yodely, yodely.
Oh, hey, babe.
Are you trying to make me jealous over here?
No, come on. I see you admiring my title. You know what? You should have one of your own, by the way. Think of how hot that title would look around your waist. So much hotter than, I don't know, your hippopotamus former BFF.
So I'm going to ask you one more time, you fat, pathetic, lazy bastard. How does Sean Cena giving you that steel chair help you standing in the ring with Ryback?
You tell me.
I'm not going to hand over anything with you. I'm going to do this on my own. And by the way, I never heard Andre the Giant come out here and whine like a little bitch.
This is The Stinger, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. It's showtime, folks.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the Artiste, Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. And I want you to know Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 159 at Salvatore's at the garage door. That's right, Rochester's own Johnny Bones Jones defends his title of his light heavyweight championship against Chael Sonnen. It's going to be a great fight tonight. It starts at 10 o'clock. Get there early. $5 cover. We'll be handing out prizes and having a good time. So that's tonight, 149 Eastridge Road, Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 159. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Artiste. You know, we got a couple shows coming around town here in the next couple of weeks, but real quickly, you last weekend you were at Pier 6 out in, is it Hamlin?
Yeah, out in Hamlin. Was that a couple, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah, 2 weeks ago. And it was Robbie E. was there with Brooke Tessmacher, right?
Indeed. Yeah, they were out there. Nice little appearance. Robbie E., it was his third time coming into Pier 6, and Tessmacher making her first appearance, and it was fun having them out there and just getting set for the next Pier 6 show next Saturday.
That's right.
May
next
4th at 6 p.m.
And this is at the same place at the, what was it called, the Hamlin Sportatorium?
That is correct. It's a 6 o'clock show, Quattro de Hamlin. People will be wearing masks. You actually get a discount if you show up in a Mexican wrestling mask.
Awesome.
On your ticket at the door. So a main event of Sick Rick Matrix and Colin Delaney, a rematch for the title, and much more on that show. Should be a lot of fun. And then it's all outdoor shows after that for Pier 6. Three outdoor shows this summer.
But also 2 weeks from tonight is NWA New York's 10th anniversary show.
Yeah.
That's going to be that 10 years.
Long it doesn't time. Happen very often in indie wrestling.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping to get somebody off that show to come on, because I know Rhino, you know, Rhino's going to be in town, and Danny Doring's always a great interview. I'm going to try to hook up with them in the next few weeks, see if I can get one of them to come up or come on to promote the show. But there's a lot of wrestling in Rochester. You know, it doesn't have to be WWE all the time, even though they're going to be doing a pay-per-view in Rochester or in Buffalo later this year.
And, and I just want to plug real quick. Last week I watched the 2CW free iPay-per-view online, which I think was one of the best indie wrestling. It was definitely the best iPay-per-view I've ever seen. And you can actually still watch that for free at 2CWWrestling.com. Matches like Sammy Callahan against Matt Hardy, and Kevin Steen was on the show. I mean, there was a lot of really, really good matches that you can check out for free.
Oh, you gotta love Kevin. Gotta love Kevin Steen, man.
Oh, he's the best.
He is the best on the mic, man. It's like, and that's really cool. And they got some great shows coming up still too this year. I saw them promoting it. If you be friends with them on Facebook or Twitter, and you'll learn all about their great shows. Maybe they'll swing one by this way sometime in the next,
Yeah, it was Kevin Steen against John Morrison on that iPay-per-view last week, which was phenomenal match.
You got Matt Hardy and John Morrison, and it's a free online right now, 2CW.com, right?
Yeah, 2CW.com. You can check it out. I highly, highly recommend it.
There's lots of great wrestling. Like I said, lots. You don't have to wait for the WWE to come to town again before to see a lot of great wrestling around here. So definitely keep your eyes open for it.
And I love summertime coming up. I mean, we mentioned Pier 6, 2CW. A lot of outdoor shows in the summertime are a lot of fun. But, yeah, that 2CWI pay-per-view was trending number one worldwide at one point last Saturday night, which is pretty incredible for an indie wrestling promotion based out of Syracuse to do.
Yeah, well, you know, they topped in the award ceremonies last year, even Ring of Honor, for the number one independent wrestling organization, I think so.
The top match, which was Sami Callihan against John Morrison, which I saw in Syracuse in person last year, it was probably one of the best matches I've ever seen. I mean, WWE, indie, whatever. It was fantastic.
There's a lot of great minds in wrestling in the indies around here, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, definitely, you know, in Rochester as well as in Syracuse, all across the state. So, you know, definitely. And I always say, one thing I always say is, man, you can pay, you know, a lot of money and get a real bad seat WWE show, or you can pay, you know, a much less money and get a
front row
and have people land on you, or, you know, get to be right in the middle of the action, or
you don't have to look through a giant pole outside the ring, a post, right?
Yeah, it cuts off a third of the ring when you're trying to watch WrestleMania.
That hurts, Rob. That hurts.
I'm sorry. There should be some kind of a refund or something.
My wallet.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There should be. I've contacted them a few times. I haven't heard anything. So
just build it out of glass or something.
You know, I feel bad for the people who came from Europe and all of a sudden I'm sitting in front of a giant pole. You know, behind a giant pole, and they don't see anything. My complaint is that the only time I wanted to really see anything, I had to turn my head 180 degrees from the ring to look at the giant screens behind me. So, you know, you won't do that at an indie show. There's no bad seats in the house, so definitely.
And you don't have the giant screens.
Yes, definitely. So mark it down on your calendar. Rob, we're going to let you go. We got one more break to fulfill. 222-1280 is our number. Star 1280 if you want to get in this last segment. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. WHTK. All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC, Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. And some real quick news tidbits. Looks like WWE is going to be bringing back Tough Enough on the USA Network. Is that a surprise now that the WWE Network's not going to happen? They announced that they're in planning stages of it right now. We'll hear more as we get closer. But this is something we talked to Trisha about, and she said she didn't think they were going to do anything until their network got
going. Bill DeMott always held out hope.
Yeah, Bill DeMott, yes.
It could always be another Legends House thing where they'll tape the whole thing and then see how long they can keep it in the can.
We will never see it again. Another thing, too, Shawn Michaels is scheduled for a rare independent show appearance for Top Rope Wrestling August 31st in Waynesboro, Virginia. And Sean is out. He's going to be on the road with WWE, too, for a couple of shows to fill in for the lack of star power for a few shows. So, love seeing Shawn Michaels get more involved. I'd love to have him back on the show again, you know. He said he'd definitely come back on, so we have plans to have him back on. And one other thing, I don't know if we mentioned this a few weeks ago, but Batista was hired to play Drax the Destroyer in Marvel Studios' Guardians of the Galaxy film. So he's got that going for him. I don't see him coming back to WWE, at least till after his movie is, you know, done filming and everything, and who knows, it may be a year from now. We got Chris from Rochester. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, sorry to hear, Rich, that Rosa Mendez got sent home from the European tour because she had some personal problems.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I'm not going to speculate, but some people say she loves to have a good time.
And when are they going to bring Ric Flair's girls up from NXT or whatever?
They love her. I mean, but man, she's got a lot of tragedy in that family recently.
She's also still fairly new to wrestling.
She's fairly new. Yeah, she was a great athlete in high school and college, but I'm not sure, sir. But we're running out of time. So, but thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay.
All right, we got to get out of here. I just realized what time it was. Holy cow. I want to thank y'all. Next week, we got JV, Jeremy Boris, joining us as well as in the future. Look for the Nasty Boys to make a return trip to the Pain Clinic, as well as Mick Foley, Ted DiBiase, and any more wrestlers coming to the Niagara Comic-Con, hopefully. Thank you, Dan, for coming this week. DC Dan Cole, thank you, Danger Boy.
No problem.
I am the Cash Man, and so I'll be giving away some stuff next week, so stay tuned. Follow us on our Facebook, which is Pain Clinic, as well as Twitter, Pain_Clinic. We'll see you next week.